are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo-hoo! Boy, what a busy day in news. Very busy day. I like this type of news today because it's not as depressing as other news out there. And you know, sometimes with, you know, just seeing the British soldier get macheted in England and you know, all the depressing things that we see and the crazy things out there, sometimes it's kind of nice to give you news that, well, in the media world, they may call it fluff, but I don't. I like these kinds of stories, okay? Like, for example, some people believe that Andy Kaufman is still alive, and they say he's been living in Albuquerque. Now, for those of you who remember who Andy Kaufman was, Latka on Taxi, very gifted actor, you know? Thank you very much. I don't know if I can really do his voice. And then when he mysteriously died, all of a sudden, people thought it was another joke because he was a jokester. He would like to test people. You'd never know if he was serious or not. So some people think Andy Kaufman is alive, living in Albuquerque. Also, it looks like fish oil may actually lower diabetes risk. Just when we were about to tell you that many of these fish oil pills haven't really been proven their worth, now they say it could lower diabetes risk. Many of you have been asking what's been happening with the Cleveland kidnap hero Charles Ramsey, the one who on 911 and in multiple interviews brings up the fact that he was eating McDonald's. Well, from what we understand, 14 restaurants have now pledged to let him have free hamburgers the rest of his life. No word yet, though, from McDonald's. Okay, I mean, didn't he make McDonald's famous? Nobody even knew about McDonald's until he came around. So we'll see what happens there. And I know. You know what? He's a hero. He helped her out. And he's a fun guy to listen to. Our feet have over 100 different species of fungi at any one time. Hope that makes you change your mind when it comes to eating the next mushroom that's on your plate. And we have Obama's prom photo released back in 1979 when he went to school in Hawaii. But that's not enough with Obama news. It looks like there's rumors out now that Michelle Obama might have dated the IRS Inspector General J. Russell George back in law school. So I love this kind of stuff to talk about, as well as taking your questions, your medical questions, your concerns, anything you want to talk about. That's what we like to do on this show. It's a very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am looking at this prom photo. I guess Time Magazine is supposed to release it. It was back in 1979. See, whenever I think of a year, I like to think of what were like the hit songs back then. So 1979, there was right My Sharona, do. Okay, so he probably rocked out to that. Not that people really care what songs Barack Obama rocked out to, but the 1979, for those of you that don't like 70s music, 79 was a phenomenal year. Because it transitioned to the 80s music that a lot of us like Ring My Bell, right? You could ring my bell. All right, I can't sing the song. That's too high a song for me, kind of girly. A lot of sex songs. Do you think I'm sexy? Rod Stewart. I think there was a Pointer Sisters song also in 79 that was a hit. Fire, you know, that one. So anyway, lots of sexy songs. I really don't know if I want to imagine Barry Obama. He called himself at the time Barry. We know that because when he signed yearbooks, he signed them Barry Obama. So he didn't go by Barack. He didn't go by Barack Hussein Obama when he was living in Hawaii back in the 70s. So he went by Barry. And I mean, Barry was a cool 70s name. Wasn't one of the Brady Bunch guys named Barry? The one that was Greg's, I still don't know what Greg's real name was. I think his name was Barry, and everybody thought Greg Brady was sexy. Not sure why. I was more of a Peter type of girl. But, oh, I know. Okay, they were all kind of dorky. I get that. All right, so anyway. But let's move on to the story on Michelle Obama possibly dating the IRS Inspector General. Talk about objectivity and lack of bias. Now, I don't know much about Michelle Obama's law school days. I really don't. But apparently, they, and again, if this is just a rumor, I don't like talking about rumors. I don't. But I am allowed to say that there are reports about some sort of behavior that went on, and there are reports that she might have dated Inspector General J. Russell George. Now, he, of course, is one of the IRS overseers who's getting grilled by the oversight committee for the absolute bullcrap that happened with IRS targeting conservatives group. They say George, and his last name's George, and Michelle Obama, then Michelle Robinson, were both members of the Black Law Students Association and graduated together in 1988. Apparently, they had shared pizza together. I don't know if that means they dated. I mean, you know, back then in the 80s, and I think that's when they went to school in the 80s, I don't think they did the whole hookup thing like kids are doing now. You saw on the news today, they were talking about how kids, the big thing is hooking up. All right, did you hook up with her? Yeah, I hooked up with her. So these people, they hook up, and it just means sex. And then they go on their separate ways. I really doubt Michelle Obama and Mr. George did that. I don't even think I want to think or even imagine that even happening. But he said we would go out together. Now, I don't know how involved that is, and would he even admit it? Okay, I am sure Mr. George would downplay any questions or any answers to which he had been involved in a first base, second base, third base, or home run with Michelle Obama. She's married to the president, for crying out loud, who has, you know, his finger on the red button at any one time, right? And is surrounded by Marine Corps holding his umbrella. So I don't think Mr. George would even say anything. He'd probably just say, oh, she was a nice girl. Which, in fact, that's what he did. He said she was a nice girl. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you guys are sitting there bobbling around on Facebook and Twitter. I guess there's supposed to be something new, Tumblr, which was in that whole Yahoo deal. I had no idea I was supposed to be on Tumblr also, so I apologize. Thank you for reminding me. Some of you asked if I was there. I don't even know what it is. Remember MySpace? Right when I started radio, I remember I visited MySpace, and thank God Facebook then boomed, because I just don't think I could really handle more than a couple accounts. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. All right, let's go to the phone line. Some of you have left multitudes of questions and comments. Let's see what I can do to help. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, yes. I'm from Las Vegas, Christina, and I'm wondering about amitriptyline. I had back surgery about 10 years ago, and I have a lot of nerve pain in my legs, and they've already got me on morphine. And I'm just wondering if the amitriptyline is safe or for taking for a long period of time. I've been on it for like 3 years now.
Oh, gosh, I wish you were live because I'd want to ask you what else you've tried. Thank you for leaving your comment. Okay, the amitriptyline is something that we've used for many years for sleep. Many of you recognize it in the term of the Elevil. You'd be taking Elevil at night to sleep. It's in the class called the tricyclic antidepressants, the tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil, Vanitrip, these are medications, they're older. I don't usually prescribe them that much because most of my patients that I see are, you know, I see for depression and anxiety. I don't, unfortunately, see many of the patients in chronic pain, because usually the chronic pain doctors are taking care of them. And yes, a lot of my patients are prescribed those medications by their pain doctors, but I still, you know, shy away from them because they do put, there is that risk of overdose. They could put you at risk. Not that they would cause you to want to overdose, but these are medications where it's a lot easier to have adverse effects from taking too much than medicines like Zoloft, Paxil, etc. for quote-unquote depression. So many of us family doctors don't really use Elavil or nortriptyline or amitriptyline anymore because we have these other medications that we think are a little bit safer. Also, there's been some studies, I believe it was back in 2010, where amitriptyline, long-term use of it could put you at risk for heart disease. And I think it would cause certain drops in blood pressure. So when that article came out, that it was kind of cardiotoxic. Now, mind you, a lot of medications out there can be. It's just something that I see has fallen out of favor. A lot of people have also said they gain weight on the medication because it increases their desire to eat. Also these tricyclic antidepressants, which I know you're not using for that, you're using it for neuropathic pain. It causes dry mouth. It could also interrupt some of your sleep, like your REM sleep, but they do work on pain. They also seem to be fast acting. You know, and so it's, if you're on it, I wouldn't say go off of it. In fact, I'm starting to see a rise in its use with post-herpetic neuralgia, where you get shingles, and after the shingles outbreak, the nerves can still hurt anywhere from a few weeks to years on end. And I'm starting to see that small doses of amitriptyline at night can help. I'm also seeing rheumatologists use amitriptyline every night for people with fibromyalgia. And I want to talk about fibromyalgia because one of you had written me last week saying your doctor called it a middle-aged woman disease. And I need to set that person straight. But not the listener, but the doctor who said that it's a middle-aged woman disease. All right. Well, there's a better way to put that. Okay. Fibromyalgia, especially since I have elements of it. I really don't like that term. Not very flattering. So, you know, if you are on amitriptyline and it works for your pain and it's hopefully preventing you from needing chronic narcotics and it's allowing you to function, as long as somebody's watching your heart and your liver and your kidneys, you could be fine on it long term. But if it's not even touching it, you know, in terms of your pain issues and you're still requiring all these other medications, yeah, you may want to talk to your doctor and, you know, talk to your heart doctor. I think every one of us who's over the age of 40 should at least once in a while check in with a heart doctor and see what they think and see what the latest and the greatest is. I want to pull up the report back from 2010. It had to do with some sort of cardiotoxicity and some pretty rapid drops in blood pressure. I don't know if I have any more information on that, but I hope that helps. Woo! 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Jeez, I know some of you are like, oh, she's gonna, you know, fall flat on her face on this one. No, I can answer these questions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So what do you do when you have a doctor that tells you that your medical problem is just some middle-aged... Well, actually, it was a doctor who told it to one of my male patients. It was, I think, his orthopedist or somebody. Neurologist. Yeah, it was his neurologist. He told one of my male patients that the fibromyalgia that he feels he's suffering with is a middle-aged woman's disease. Like he thinks that will get men to say, oh, okay, well, then I don't want to have the disease and psychologically not have it. Fibromyalgia is not a middle-aged woman's disease. Fibromyalgia, which is characterized by multiple trigger points, tender spots in your muscle that could cause aches, pretty debilitating pain sometimes, though it could affect anybody. Yeah, we see it a little bit more in women than men, but that doesn't mean it's a middle-aged women's disease. Why would we, though, see it in the age group that's older, like older women? Well, I've told you this. There's something about being in your 20s where you have a lot better pain control. Now, I was at UCLA for my fourth year of medical school, and I trained with Dr. Jimmy Hara, H-A-R-A, not Hoffa, Hara. Jimmy Hara wrote the book on fibromyalgia. He worked out of Kaiser Permanente on Sunset. And so when I had done my family medicine rotation with him, you know, he was talking about certain fibromyalgia and trigger points, and now you had to have a certain number of trigger points, and he would do trigger point injections, and it was an art. And so I let him palpate me on my, stop the giggles, on my back to find my trigger points, and oh my gosh, my trapezial trigger points. You know that muscle that connects your neck to your shoulders? The one that usually gets massaged, that you like getting massaged, that. I had multiple trigger points there. Then you go down and you got the rhomboids. The rhomboids is always fun because, you know, I'm a math nut. I really dig rhombuses. And the rhomboids are kind of similar to rhombi, kind of near your scapula, near your wing. What do you guys call yours? You guys know what scapulas are, right? It's kind of your wing bones back there. Yeah, if you grew wings, it'd be on those. Okay, so then you got your rhomboids, and then you have your muscle, your latissimus dorsi, you have your quadratus lumborum. I apologize. I should probably have an anatomical figure in front of me. And then, of course, you get down to the tushy area and you got some glutes. We talked about the gluteus maximus and the gluteus medius. My gluteus maximus, I think, is maximized to the point where I don't want it to maximize anymore. But anyway, so there's trigger points all along your body. You could even have them in the front, etc. And so, you know, he palpated it, goes, well, there's one there. And I'm like, ow! You know when somebody touched that spot right there in your neck or in your back? And you're like, oh, there it is, there it is, there it is, oh, there it is. Okay, well, those are called trigger points. Now, how I define trigger points or tender points, they should be called tender points, is you have this big, huge, long strip of muscle. You know, like the meat of it, right? Because when you eat meat, you're eating muscle. A lot of meat. I'm hungry. And you have this epicenter foci of inflammation that causes all the muscular fibers to tense up. Those spots, those tender points, later get trigger point injections where we could inject some lidocaine, marcaine, steroid, etc. to hopefully decrease the pain, decrease the inflammation of the epicenter, and then hopefully domino effect, the muscle relaxes. So those are kind of the trigger point injections that we talk about when it comes to fibromyalgia. We'll spend more time on fibromyalgia because we've got to get to some medical news. We'll talk about that more in a different hour. But it is not a fake disease. It is not an old woman's disease. It's a real disease. It's just we don't really know how to treat it that well. Whew. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got fungus on our feet, and a lot of it, a genetic analysis of fungi. I remember in school, our teachers called it fungi. It's not fungi. What are they trying to say, like bonsai? It's fungi on the human body, because it's fungus. It's hard G on the human body. I always had problems with pronunciation in school because I told you my father had a very thick accent and my mom spoke too quickly. And so some of my English I learned is a little off, as many of you could tell. You know, so I'll order eggs and you know, for breakfast or something if we go to a restaurant. And my husband's like, eggs? It's eggs. It's like, no, it's eggs. And that was very significant when I was growing up, because when they would say, use a short E, right, like eggs, well, eggs is a long E, right, like legs. I shave my legs. That's a long A sound, but I guess it's supposed to be eh. I'm like, well, then use the example red, okay? Eh, it's not eggs, it's eggs. You order some eggs. It's too hard to say eggs, eggs. That's too hard. Eggs, deputy dog, eggs. I can't do that. I can't do that. It's eggs. Just call it eggs. Anyway, okay, so call it fungi. Apparently, a genetic analysis of fungi on the human body finds that our feet have the most fungi on any part of our body, more than 100 types. Now, some of us have nail fungus. Some of us have feet fungus. But they say there's 40 different types of fungus on the toenail, 60 different types of fungus on the feet. So if you add 40 plus 60, what do we get? 100. Now, according to this report, it was published in the journal Nature. All right. They say the fungi on our skin is supposed to obviously serve a purpose. That's how I look at it. All right. There's a reason. God designed things for a reason. Nature designed things for a reason. There's a reason. Now, study leader Julie Segre or Segre. You know what? If you want to change the G on that one, do it. Segre. A geneticist at the National Human Genome Research Institute in Bethesda, or better known as Nahagama'e. Says one of the major functions, to me that never gets old, one of the major functions of healthy fungi is to prevent pathogenic fungi from adhering to our skin, where they can cause athlete's foot, plantar warts, wait a second, fungus doesn't cause plantar warts, virus do, and stubborn toenail infections. There's something about toenails that fungi just love. Absolutely. That nail bed, remind me, one day we got to talk about toenail fungus, because a lot of you guys are doing it wrong. Yeah, toenail fungus you really can't kill with anything topical. The fungus is sitting on the nail bed underneath that hard nail. So anything topical really doesn't get absorbed through the nail. So you need to get under that nail. And to get under that nail, a lot of times you need to go to the pills. Oh, Dr. Dolly is pushing pharmaceuticals again. Yes, I is. Now, they say Sergey is at the forefront of research on the human microbiome. Thank God for her. The collection of microscopic bacteria, viruses, fungi, and mites that live in or on our bodies. You guys know that. Mites live on our bodies. All sorts of stuff live on our bodies. It's pretty creepy. I don't know how anybody could sleep. No wonder people need Ambien. They say the work increasingly shows that a thriving microbiome, my microbiome is thriving, let me tell you that, is essential to our health by helping us digest food, fight disease, etc. Well, you all know that. Remember we talked about certain bacteria in your body could maybe put you at risk for diabetes or not put you at risk for diabetes if you got the right type of bacteria? You know, and for those of you that are new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I don't know where you've been for 4 years, but for those of you who are new, I have discussed many times how the appendix is not a useless organ. The appendix, we believe, houses trillions of these microbes, bacteria, such that when the body senses that there's not enough bacteria in the colon, that appendix can shoot it out. Remember, the appendix is at the beginning of your colon. It's past the small intestine, but it's appendaged, hence appendix, to the right side of the colon. And it could squirt. I don't have a squirt sound. I'm sorry. It squirts the bacteria into the colon from the right, and then it can go up the ascending through the transverse, through the descending, through the sigmoid, and now you're, and I guess it could travel upwards and go up into the intestine, but that's what I believe and what many researchers believe is the function of the appendix. You can still get it taken out if it gets infected. I don't care. You're not going to die or anything, but don't say it's a useless appendage. Okay, I don't think anything in the body is useless, although my ovaries are starting to get that way. All right, case in point, let's go. Now, Dr. Heidi Kong is a dermatologist at the National Center Institute in Bethesda, recruited 10 healthy volunteers for this study. She used a sponge swab and swiped 13 regions of the volunteers' body, including scalp, forehead, chest, forearms, nostrils, heel, and skin between the toes. She also clipped the subject's toenails. Yeah, whenever we want to see if you have fungus under your toenails, it's called toenail clippings. So we could order it at Quest Laboratories. You go into Quest Laboratories, they clip the toenail for you, and they take the toenail, and then they go and analyze it. There are ways to look to see if there's fungus under the microscope, but we're lazy these days. Now that Obamacare's taken over. Now, collecting DNA from fungi is a lot more complicated than collecting it from bacteria. Well, boo-hoo. Fungi have thicker cell walls, so more effort is required to break them down and release their genetic material. You know what? Can everybody just stop griping? Okay, listen, you analyze fungi. Okay, you're no hero. I mean, you're great. good for you, all right? I mean, thank you for doing your research, but don't try to set up this whole pity party and try to, look, you didn't swab anybody's rectum. Okay, I got to deal with rectums a heck of a lot more than you with your little sponge swab of toenails. So no pity party from me, lady. Come on, man up. Anyway, she and her research team put tiny stainless steel beads and detergents in the solution, heated it up to 131 degrees Fahrenheit. It broke the cell walls, releasing the fungi DNA. Hope they wore a mask and goggles. The samples were fed into a gene sequencing instrument. Okay, now I'm getting impressed. The results revealed that an individual's fungal biome looks very different from place to place. So I guess if you live in high-tax California versus if you live in Arizona, I'm sure the fungi are different. Yeah, I'm sure the fungi could get taxed. All right, so basically, the forearms, we're not talking about the juicy, sweaty underarms. We're talking about the forearms had between 18 and 23 different types of fungi. Sites like the forehead and chest had between 2 and 10. I don't see why any fungi would land on my chest. You'd think, you know, my bosom would scare anything away. All right, so anyway, are we done? Oh, you guys want to know what some of the brands are of these fungi? One was Saccharomyces. Yeah, that's not a Greek goddess. Saccharomyces is a fungus. It ferments bread and beer. Then there was Penicillium, which, you know, is used to make penicillin. Remember that, right, from the olden days? And then Malassezia, which can cause dandruff. I almost named, if I had a daughter, I was going to name her Saccharomyces or Malassezia. And I wanted to name a child I had with ambiguous genitalia Paramecium. I love the term Paramecium, and I love amoeba. Can you imagine having a kid named amoeba? I just didn't know if I could name a girl amoeba or a boy amoeba. So I had that name planned if I had an ambiguous genitalia child. Okay, amoeba, time to eat. Come on, amoeba. Amoeba, go tell your father. All right. Okay. So when 6 of the 10 volunteers returned for more swabbing, the other 4 volunteers said, to hell with this. Okay. Is there anything that you could take home from this that's going to help you with your life? Yeah. Fungal foot disease is pretty serious. I mean, our fungal diseases, I think, are really under scrutinized. And I think they're going to really turn into the bad boys later of our microbial health. So I am proud of this woman and her team. I think there's a lot more to fungi than we know, and we should keep our eye on the fungi. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours. truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, taking your medical questions and your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Diane from Oakland didn't want to stay online, but wanted me to talk about chronic yeast infections. I'm sure we all want me to talk about chronic yeast infections. No problem, Diane. From what we understand, she doesn't have insurance. What do you do if you get yeast infections? And good topic, because we were just talking about fungi on our bodies. Different type of fungi, all right, the Candida species. Candida species is a little bit of a different animal, all right? And I know some of you men are like, oh, man, I don't want to hear this about yeast infections. This actually does concern you, okay? You'll see how women's yeast infections concern you. Absolutely. No, I don't care if you have celiac disease. That's what we're talking about. All right, I'll show you how it concerns you. Women, if a woman has chronic yeast infections, the first thing I like to do is check them for diabetes. No, through a blood test. So you do a blood test to make sure they don't have diabetes. I'll also run an HIV test sometimes, because having immunodeficiency will cause yeast infections. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, why would you do that first? That costs money. No wonder why we need Obamacare. It's all your fault. That's just how I do things. Now, some of you ladies will say, well, I get a yeast infection after I take an antibiotic. Why is that? Okay, and some men will say, I have a yeast infection in my mouth called thrush. Have any of you had thrush? From what I hear, it's pretty painful. A yeast infection in the mouth is pretty painful. Men who have thrush, of course, or women who have thrush, I'll check for diabetes, I'll check for HIV. But a lot of times an antibiotic can do that. Now, why would an antibiotic cause you to have yeast infection? Well, as some of you are already answering and yelling at your radios, and good job, I can hear you, antibiotics kill bacteria. Sometimes they just kill whatever bacteria is in its path, so to speak. Now, bacteria give off acid. When you have a bacterial infection, or you know when you wake up in the morning and you taste your teeth, right? Well, don't taste your wife's teeth. Taste your own teeth. It's probably enough. You have that acidic flavor in your mouth. True, stomach acid will go up when you sleep. You will get some reflux, but you also taste the acid that the bacteria has given off on your teeth. That's why it's so important that we have saliva, because it kind of flushes that stuff out. So acid, which is another reason why we don't want you to go to bed without brushing your teeth and having the sugar sit on there, because the sugar decomposition and the bacteria that eat the sugar make acid. So if you take an antibiotic, going back to men thrush, or female yeast infections, and you take an antibiotic and it kills a lot of the bacteria that keep the yeast at bay isn't there anymore, which means now instead of there being an acidic environment, we now have a little bit more of a basic environment. Remember acid and base? Well, yeast likes to grow in basic environments. Yeast cannot grow in acidic environments. So that's why taking an antibiotic, so like a woman's vagina area, a lot of bacteria there, very common place for bacteria. It's not sterile. That bacteria keeps certain things at bay. There's a reason for everything, which is why we in medicine say that a woman's vagina is a hostile environment to pathogens. Okay? Women have to be designed to protect a growing fetus, a baby. So anything that wants to go up and in there is going to basically deal with someone's wrath, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a fungus, etc. But anyway, that's why there's that protective mechanism, because hopefully the good bacteria can keep away bad bacteria, and then women could still go along their merry way and continue the pregnancy without issues, which is why we get so scared when a woman gets an STD during pregnancy, because some of those STD bacteria are some real super monstrous bugs that can just blow through regular vaginal bacteria, you know, kind of like the Trojan horse type of thing. Okay, good. Right. That's why we're Trojans, because women don't need the whole Trojan horse type of attack on their uterus and fetus. Okay, so yeast infection. So let's say a woman has a yeast infection. She doesn't have diabetes. She doesn't have HIV. She didn't take an antibiotic. Well, sometimes that could happen. Stress could do that. Certain stresses. Many of you ladies that mess around with your birth control so you can manipulate when you'll get your period and when you won't, you'll notice you get a yeast infection. So you could also hormonally change the balance down there. But this is where men are involved. Many of you women who complain that you get yeast infections all the time and you use some over-the-counter cream and it doesn't work, even though there could be resistance, right, just like antibiotic resistance, there could be fungal resistance to the antibiotic or the antifungal, men will carry the yeast on them. So I can't tell you how many of you women will have sex before the bacteria gets knocked out, or before the fungi gets knocked out. You have sex, you use the cream. You think you're good, you then have sex with the partner who had sex with you prior to the cream, who has yeast on him, he gives the yeast back to you, now you're infected again. So for those of you that say, oh, I got a yeast infection every month, it could be your partner, and then he needs to get some over-the-counter cream, very easy, I go to Walmart, right? I'll point, you know, just, it's, there's Mycelex. It's near the Vagisil, you know, near the douche area. Then fine, have her buy it for you. And then you gotta put some of the cream on you. But here's the thing, don't do any of this yet. Okay, hold the phone. Don't do any of this yet until you actually have it diagnosed. Many of you will say, I have a yeast infection. And I say, why? Is it, you know, the yellow discharge, kind of the cottage cheese type stuff, which is why I really don't like cottage cheese. I've done enough gynecology where I just cannot eat cottage cheese. I can't. I can't. Even if they stick pineapple in, it's disgusting to me. And if they say, no, it's just, it's always itching. Well, just because something itches doesn't mean you have a yeast infection. Now, for men, men will sometimes get something called a balanitis, where the, I really hope kids aren't listening to this, where the edge of the penis can get a yeast infection. And sometimes they get that from the woman. And then they have yeast that grows and it's itchy and it's inflamed and we need to give them cream. So I don't know if I want to spend the whole 3 hours talking about this because we got so much to talk about on the show. But how do I want to? I need to conclude this, okay? I mean, we need to bring this vaginal penile fungus type of discussion to a climax, and I don't know how to really wrap this one all up with one of those big final kickers. How should I wrap this all up? Just get everything checked. Sorry, guys. I can't think that quickly. It's too late in the morning, and I haven't had my caffeine. I know, man. It stinks. That doesn't stink when you're like, okay, this is just being pitched to me perfectly. I could bat this one out of the ballpark. I just wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared that this first hour was about to end. All right, they kind of cut me off. Mid fungi. All right. I can't think of anything. Boy, I'm at a loss. Okay. Can we move on? Are we done? So we talked about fungi on the feet. We talked about vaginal fungi. Coming up in the next hour, is Andy Kaufman alive? This picture that they have of him to me looks nothing like him, but they say that's him. Andy Kaufman. I thought he had died from leukemia or lymphoma. I need to look that up. We're also going to be looking at fish oil pills and how fish oil pills may cut diabetes. If you thought the first hour of this show was extremely fascinating, you ain't seen nothing yet. Then we're going to talk about how researchers have moved closer to the development of a universal flu vaccine. Hopefully you don't need to have the yearly jabs. We'll talk about that. Very big day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big day. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, please. Thank you.
How would you like to...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.